It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. As we take a look at the book, and of course we're talking about the Bible, which we're going to look at, we're doing so on Tish B'Av, the day on the Jewish calendar in 586 BC and 70 AD that the two Jewish temples of Israel's history were destroyed. Jewish people on Tish B'Av also pray for the next temple to be standing on the Temple Mount next year on Tish B'Av. I'll take a look at the scriptures to see if indeed that is possible, and we'll do that in just a moment. Today we also talked with a number of our broadcast partners around the world who reported information that we all need to understand that'll help us to understand the times in which we're living. We talked to Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. He talked about the concerns of the entire world, the Syrian situation heating up, and of course those weapons of mass destruction, both biological and chemical weapons, on the move. If they get into the wrong hands, it could be very serious in the Middle East. Ken also talked about the United States beefing up their military power, both in the Mediterranean and also in the Gulf, the Persian Gulf. David Dolan gave us a Middle East news update, and we were very much concerned, of course, hearing what Israel is thinking about in light of those weapons of mass destruction up there in Syria. They're probably going to have to move to take them out. Reports that Leon Panetta, who is the Secretary of Defense in the United States, will be going into Egypt and into Israel to discuss these issues. With David Wilder, who is the spokesperson for Hebron, the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world, we talked about the history of Hebron and how it's the second most important site, sacred site for the Jewish people. Itamar Marcus of Palestinian Media Watch revealed to us on Palestinian media they're propagating the hatred of the Jewish people by using a baby-eating Zionist lizard. Despicable. Brandon House came to these microphones, and we talked about Christian leaders working alongside and in coordination with Glenn Beck, taking place this weekend, in fact, and what has happened as that is concerned, much concern in the body of Christ. And Dr. Rob Congdon gave us our European Union update, economic news not good coming out of the European Union, which indeed will affect the entire economies of these worlds. Now, these are very, very important reports, each with a prophetic significance. You can listen to them if you've not been able to, or re-listen to them to get more and understand the information better by going to our website, prophecytoday.com, and there go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you to listen to it. Be sure to listen to all of these interviews and conversations that I had with our broadcast partners. But also be sure to re-listen, or listen for the first time if you haven't heard it, to my conversation with Rabbi Yoel Karen. He actually explains Tish B'Av, and then he reports on all the preparations for the next Jewish temple to stand on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. We said that we would see if this is indeed scripturally possible. But first, let's look at the history of these two Jewish temples and think about what happened on Tish B'Av in 586 and 70 A.D. The first temple was built by King Solomon about 3,000 years ago, and he built that temple on the Temple Mount, which is the same as Mount Moriah. Remember, that's where Abraham took Isaac to offer him up as a sacrifice unto the Lord. Mount Moriah, Temple Mount, they are synonymous. And by the way, 2 Chronicles chapter 3 and verse 1 gives us the record of Solomon building that first temple on Mount Moriah. It took Solomon some 7 years to build the temple. That's 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 38. But then when he took the Ark of the Covenant into the Holy of Holies, 1 Kings chapter 8, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord so much so that the priests could not even understand why this was happening and could not even deal with it. That was a very important time in the history of the Jewish temples. By the way, that temple was destroyed by King Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, in 539 BC, the record of that, 2 Chronicles chapter 36. And that was on Tisha B'Av, 539 BC. Well, the second temple was built by Zerubbabel. The book of Ezra, chapters 1 and 2, talk about 50,000 of the Jewish people going under the leadership of Zerubbabel back to Jerusalem to build that temple. It took them about 25 years to actually build the temple. And in Ezra chapter 6, you see the record of the dedicatory service that took place when all of Israel was there for that very special time. But that same temple, that's the second temple now, was refurbished by Herod the Great. In John chapter 2 and verse 20, it says that it took him 46 years to refurbish the temple. It was a majestic temple on the skyline of Jerusalem there on the Temple Mount. In fact, the rabbi said if you'd never seen Herod's temple, you had never seen a beautiful building. That temple was destroyed, Tisha B'Av, 70 A.D., by General Titus and the Roman soldiers. Now, Bible prophecy does tell us that there will be a temple in the future on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 16 and chapter 6 and verse 12 says that the Messiah, that would be Jesus Christ, the Messiah will come back and rebuild a temple on that location. Ezekiel chapters 40 to 46, 202 verses describing Messiah's temple, and 2 Samuel chapter 7, the Davidic covenant, is absolute proof that that temple will indeed be built on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. However, all preparations are ready for another temple, not the Messiah's temple, not the one standing during the kingdom period, that 1,000 years of the kingdom under the leadership of Jesus Christ, but there will be a tribulation temple. Now, the Bible confirms that as well. Daniel 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, Jesus Christ even says, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, flee. So that's confirmation of that tribulation temple. 2 Thessalonians 2, 4 says that the Antichrist walks into the Holy of Holies and claims to be God. That's the abomination of desolation. And John the Revelator was told to measure the spot for the temple. That's Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1. There will be a temple in Jerusalem when Jesus rules and reigns, but there will be one in the tribulation period as well. My friend, Tisha B'Av is indeed a reminder that a temple will be rebuilt on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. But before that happens, the rapture. Jesus shouts, and we go to be with him in the heavenlies. And by the way, having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...